Maybe because it's fear and not faith. Maybe you need to forsake all and trust him. And what do we find? Adam and Eve, they ran and they hid. They tried to cover up themselves, but they knew that in the eyes of God, they could never cover their nakedness. And what does sin do? Sin exposes us. And everything is laid open, Hebrews says, and laid naked before God. In his all-seeingness, he sees our heart and he knows where we're at in relationship to him. So tonight, if you've never come to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've never been to the cross, if you've never accepted what Jesus did at the cross, where he died there and was buried and rose again, if you've never experienced the victory of Jesus in your life, dear friend, tonight, we need to encourage you. Come to the cross. Come to the Lord Jesus. Because there's victory at the cross. Amen? There's victory at the cross. But there's something else that was said here that I want to draw our attention to. In Genesis chapter 3. In Genesis chapter 3, I need you to hear this. He says, in Genesis chapter 3, in verse 15, he says, "And I will put enmity between you," speaking of the serpent, really speaking to the devil, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Or another translation says, "He will crush," and I like that, "he will crush your head, and you will bruise his heel." And I will just say that at Calvary, the Lord Jesus' heel was bruised. But at Calvary, the Lord Jesus crushed the enemy. And we'll see that. He crushed him. He totally won the day. And so right from the very beginning, you have these two kingdoms then. You have Satan desiring to have a following, desiring that place that God has, that place where God says, "I will share my glory with none other." You have Satan desiring that place. And then man giving the dominion of the earth, and Satan coming in and taking that dominion. And then what do you have? You have the Lord Jesus coming in, and as we'll see, the Lord Jesus comes in. He goes to the cross, and the place that should have been Adam's now is the blessed Lord Jesus, because he was made a little lower than the angels, that he might taste death, that he might suffer and die in our place. And now we see him crowned in glory and honor. The place that should have been Adam's, having dominion over the earth, but because of Adam's failure, now the Lord Jesus comes in and he's redeemed everything back to God through his death, burial, and resurrection, and his victory in Jesus. And we don't have to stay part of the kingdom of darkness. We can be translated or transferred into the kingdom of the Son of his love. What a wonderful expression. I tell you, well, what do we find? So we go back then. We go back. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2 for a moment and see what takes place. Because the moment Adam and Eve sinned, the book of Romans tells us that because of one man's disobedience, sin entered the world and death is spread to all men. But we also read there in Romans chapter 5 that because of the obedience of one man, many are made righteous. And then I want to connect two verses. I want to connect this verse in Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. And verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14, it says, "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself," speaking of the Lord Jesus, "he himself likewise shared the same." In other words, the Lord Jesus became a man. The Bible says in the fullness of time, or at the appointed time, that God sent forth his son to be born of a virgin. God sent forth his son into this world, not to condemn this world, but that through him this world might be saved. God sent forth his son at the appointed time. And at that blessed time, at that appointed time, we find here then in this verse that he himself likewise shared the same through death, that through death, he might destroy him who had the power of death. That is the devil, the accuser, and release those who through fear, that's what was brought in in the Garden of Eden, through fear of death, they ran from the presence of God through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage, because that's what sin does. When sin entered because of the disobedience of one man, what it does is sin binds. Sin binds you. And if you've ever had an addiction, if you've ever had a struggle with something, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Sin is addictive. Sin binds you. Sin shackles you. And who's going to set you free from the sin in your life? And maybe there's a young person here. Maybe there's an older one here tonight. Maybe there's someone in this room tonight. Listen, a room this size with this many people in it, there's someone in this room tonight that's struggling with something in their life. I guarantee it. Sin shackles you. It binds you down. It weighs heavy on you. It gives you no liberty and no freedom. That's what sin does. Sin is a burden. But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that burdens can be lifted at Calvary because of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done. The Bible says, if the Son, the Lord Jesus, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. You want to be free tonight? Or you want to continue being shackled in your sin? You want to know what it is to be liberated? Listen, I used to be shackled in sin. There was a time in my life when my burdens were too much for me. And I realized it and I came to the Lord and I said, enough is enough. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. But oh, I thank you that you died, Lord Jesus, for sinners such as me. And I accept that. And I opened up my heart and I confessed with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And the Bible says, you shall be saved. So is that you tonight? Is that what you need to do tonight? Listen, the Bible says, through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Then there's another verse that I want to turn us to. There's another verse in Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. Book of Colossians chapter 2. I want you to see. Remember we talked about principalities and powers. We talked about the demonic forces. We talked about the fact that there's these two kingdoms that are warring against each other. We talked about the fact that there's the kingdom of darkness. And you know the Bible says that the devil is a ruler. You know that. The Bible says three times in the Gospel of John, he calls him a prince or a ruler. He's the ruler of this world. And right now, temporarily, he is temporarily the ruler of this world. But there's coming a day when the Lord Jesus is going to make it all right. There's coming a day when the Lord Jesus is going to take that ruler of this world today, and he's going to take him, and he's going to put him in the pit. Then there's going to come a day when he's going to take him and throw him in the lake of fire. What a day. What a day. But right now the Bible says he is a ruler. He has a kingdom. And it's a kingdom of darkness. The Bible says that he's a prince. He's the prince of this world. And as the prince of this world, listen to this. As the prince of this world, he has influence over men and women.